Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, counting down the best off-season moves from the 2022 season. Before we get started, be sure to like and subscribe to Fantasy Pros across all platforms. Now let's go ahead and dive right in. Number 7, Evan Engram, Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags signed Evan Engram to a one-year, $9 million contract in 2022. And while the contract wasn't outrageous, we'll get to the outrageous contract in a second, it was a bit controversial because Engram was considered to be a huge disappointment by the end of his time with the Giants. After being drafted in the first round of the 2017 draft, Engram had a breakout rookie season with 64 receptions, over 700 yards, and 6 touchdowns. But he followed that up with 4 underwhelming seasons that left most people feeling like Engram was just the bust. Flash forward to 2022. Just call Doug Peterson the tight end whisperer because Engram finished as the tight end 5 in overall fantasy points, averaging 10.4 fantasy points per game, and played a huge role in making the Jags a playoff contender. This acquisition was fantastic for the Jags. Number 6, Amari Cooper, Cleveland Browns. The Browns season was definitely nothing to write home about, but the acquisition of Amari Cooper deserves its place on this rankings list. While Deshaun Watson's trade was one of the more costly acquisitions of the season, the Amari Cooper trade was literally trading scraps to get a salary-friendly wide receiver 1. Cooper definitely had some ups and downs this season, but the inconsistent play was expected with the Browns' limited quarterback and struggling as a whole. Despite that, Cooper had a strong year with 78 receptions on 132 targets for over 1,100 yards and 9 touchdowns. Cooper will have a full offseason to build chemistry with Watson and continue to be a locked-in, budget-friendly target leader for the Browns in 2023. Number 5, Devontae Adams, Las Vegas Raiders. 2022 was an extremely ugly season for the Raiders. The offseason acquisition of Devontae Adams combined with Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow seemed like it would be an incredible force. And while I don't think that anyone had Super Bowl expectations for the Raiders, we certainly expected more than a 6-11 record. And Derek Carr took a massive step back in the Josh McDaniels offense. But despite the finish and all of the Raiders' struggle, Devontae Adams continued to thrive, showing there is literally no situation where he can't win. Adams had over 1,500 yards and 14 touchdowns. He finished 3rd in receiving yards and led the league in receiving touchdowns. Having Devontae Adams on your team is a luxury, and even if the Raiders weren't able to capitalize on it, Adams was a great acquisition, and he'll continue to thrive in 2023 no matter who is at quarterback for the Raiders. Number 4, Seattle trading Russell Wilson. Prior to the 2022 season, you would think a list of the best offseason moves would surely include the Broncos acquiring Russell Wilson. but it ended up being one of the most disastrous moves of the offseason as the Broncos finished dead last in the AFC West, with first-year head coach Nathaniel Hackett fired in season after the team legitimately quit on him. But on the other side, this trade was a massive win for the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks received 5 picks, and because Denver had such an awful season, the Seahawks have the 5th overall pick in the 2023 draft, plus their own pick at 20. They could stock up on defense, improve their offensive line, or they could draft a franchise quarterback. They have so many options because even with the loss of Russell Wilson, Seattle had a solid season, finishing 9-8 and making the playoffs with Geno Smith as the starter having a career year. It's possible that this trade looks better for Denver in 2023 because the Broncos will now be led by Sean Payton. But for the 2022 season, Seattle won by a mile. Number 3, Christian Kirk, Jacksonville Jaguars. Some might consider ranking Christian Kirk as the 3rd best offseason move a big reach, but that is actually perfect considering how the industry viewed the move. Kirk's 2022 signing by the Jags was easily the most criticized signing of the 2022 offseason, and the main criticism was that the contract was outrageous for someone who was an unproven wide receiver too and had never had a 1,000-yard season. At the time of his signing, the contract made Kirk one of the highest paid receivers of the 2022 season and literally shifted the salary market for wide receivers. Overpay or not, this was a fantastic move for the franchise, and Kirk thrived as a wide receiver one. Kirk finished the season with 84 receptions for just over 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns, a career year for him. The Jags made the playoffs for the first time since 2017, and beat the LA Chargers in one of the most thrilling comebacks of the entire 2022 season. Number 2, Tyreek Hill. Possibly a little bit controversial, but at number 2, I've got the Miami Dolphins acquiring Tyreek Hill. The Dolphins traded a total of 5 picks to the Kansas City Chiefs and signed Hill to a massive $120 million contract. Tyreek Hill has been one of the best in the league for years, and while there was zero doubt around the skill he would bring to the Dolphins, there was skepticism around how much impact it would really make, with Tua Tagovailoa being widely considered a huge downgrade from Patrick Mahomes. But the result was a career year for Hill, who had 119 receptions on 170 targets, with 1,710 yards and 7 touchdowns. And quite frankly, that is underselling what could have been if Tua was at full health. The Dolphins were 4th in total passing yards and passing touchdowns, a significant jump from 2021 when they finished 17th in total passing yards and 21st in passing touchdowns. Pairing Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle created an absolute juggernaut at wide receiver in Miami. Number 1, A.J. Brown, Philadelphia Eagles. A.J. Brown tops my list as the best offseason move because you just can't argue with the results. A trip to the Super Bowl where Brown had 6 receptions for 96 yards and a touchdown. Really, there could be an entire video dedicated to the Eagles' offseason moves. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Hassan Reddick, and James Bradbury were all fantastic additions. But the shining acquisition is A.J. Brown because it was exactly what the Eagles needed to provide for Jalen Hurts to make a massive leap as a passer. The Eagles essentially wrote the book on how to build a Super Bowl contender with the perfect combination of drafting and acquisitions to put your quarterback in the best position to succeed. While many around the industry worried how such a run-heavy team could support 2 elite talents at wide receiver, the Eagles managed to produce 2 wide receiver ones, and Brown had a career year with just under 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns. Brown and Devonta Smith are 25 and 24 years old, in contract, and the Eagles are expected to lock in Jalen Hurts in contract this offseason as well. The Eagles won and will continue to win.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.